with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
19th of June is Juneteenth, which I know sounds a bit made up.
I had never heard of it until this year.
It's not really big on our calendar, I suppose. It's
US.
Yeah, marking the, I guess, symbolic end of slavery in America. June 19, 1865. 1865 when Texas slaves were freed. So there you go, Juneteenth. You might see on social media stuff relating to that. Again, given the current climate.
Why do they call it Juneteenth? It sounds kind of like a kid has named it.
It does. I know.
Like today is Juneteenth.
Yeah, because June 19th is so cumbersome.
Yeah, I guess that's what they've done, isn't it? 19th.
Yeah.
Juneteenth.
But, like, equally, couldn't that be lots of things? 18th? 19th?
Free the slaves day or end of slavery?
Well, yeah, that's an even better one.
I mean.
Like, well, you just call it what it is. Anyway, there you go. It's Juneteenth. And look, to be honest with you, I can't believe that she has such an amazing trot and has only just passed away. Dame Vera Lynn, 103. Now,
yep.
I get
impressive.
She's definitely not somebody that many people have been thinking about, like, you know, in our forum, you know, we don't sort of come across their stuff. But she was one of music's biggest stars in World War II.
Yep.
We'll Meet Again was probably her big one that just kind of encapsulated everything about, you know, what people went through back in the war.
Yep.
2009, at the age of 92, she became the oldest living artist to make it to number one on the British album chart when her album, yeah, went back into the charts and kicked out Arctic Monkeys and the Beatles.
What made it go back up?
I think it was
2009. What happened then?
I think they just released it. I'm not sure if there was a significant event that went with it, but they released, maybe it was connected to something. I know that 75th anniversary of VE Day marked, like, the end of World War II. That happened this year.
Okay.
And that made her the oldest artist to score a top 40 album because it went in and made it to about number 30. So, like, even up to this year.
Yeah, she's like the Beatles.
Well, yeah, she's pre the Beatles. I mean, when she turned 100, they put a picture up on the White Cliffs of Dover.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't think they're ever going to be projecting my picture on anything. So, you know.
No.
She's, yeah.
So she's got one on you.
Yeah, that's right.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
Well, first off, June 19 is World Sickle Cell Day, and sickle cell disorders are basically genetic blood-related illnesses. There's a whole selection of them. They cause sorts of bizarre complications, organ damage, stroke, blindness. Yep. Like, they're pretty serious. They can be pretty serious. Today's the day to, I guess, learn about them and see what can be done. TASCA.org.au can tell you more. It's also International Cardboard Box Day.
What a wonderful day.
Just often by itself is a wonderful thing, really. I mean, we don't think that's... you don't think about
underrated.
I was going to say the joys of a cardboard box. Maybe that's pushing it a little bit too far. But
as a kid,
how useful they are.
Loved
cardboard
boxes. Always was asking if we had any shoe boxes or anything
that
I could make things out of.
In fact, you know that there is actually a Toy Hall of Fame where someone sort of put, you know, all the greatest boxes of all time. Boxes have gone in it because they are officially recognised as quite often the kids' favourite. So anyway, celebrate today. And it's also, in America, National Martini Day and also Garfield the Cat Day. So
excellent.
Put all that together and pour yourself a generous martini and make a lasagna.
Yep. And be the lazy cat.
Yeah, let the lazy, sarcastic side of you run free. Kangaroos keep cool by licking their forearms. And suddenly, everything is becoming clear to me now from this very fact. Further to that, a human can cool by wetting their forearms as well. Because basically, they work as, like, very long radiators. Like, you cover them in water and it helps cool the blood and disperse the heat.
Saying that, I have done that. Like, when you know, if
licked
you're
your
hot,
arms.
Not lick my arms, put water on them. You know, like, if you're at the beach or something, dip your arms in. Oh, God, that feels so much better.
Yeah, just kind of even like a wet compress, a wet towel or something on there. Yeah. Which might explain why sticking a limb out of the covers of the bed can help you reach the perfect temperature.
One arm in, one arm out, perfect.
Or a leg is the
leg,
you know what I'm saying? And possibly explains why dogs and cats lick their bits so much.
Cool them down.
Maybe.
Goodness, my bits are on fire. I need to cool them down.
We're taking that explanation a bit too far.
Maybe.
Though, anyway. All right.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And the gatekeeper of the goss today, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Singer Dame Vera Lynn, who rose to popularity during World War II, has sadly died, aged 103. Her most famous tune, We'll Meet Again, became an anthem of hope during the Second World War and earned her the nickname Force's Sweetheart.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Ah, yes, the Cardi B of World War II. It's a big loss. I don't mean to make light.
The singer's family confirmed she died surrounded by her closest relatives. So R.I.P. Dame Vera Lynn. Amy Shark is back with a brand new single. The song is called Everybody Rise, and it comes almost exactly 2 years after her insanely popular album Love Monster. She says the song is about her partner having to set his Instagram account to private after being hounded with creepy messages from men asking stalkery questions about Amy. They said they just want to know what it's like to be with her. So weird. Anyway, this is the song. It's called Everybody Rise.
Put your hands on me, they'll go straight through. I get it. I'm not in your league. Too hard. Help me make it stop. God have mercy on me. Everybody, everybody rise for you. Everybody, everybody cries like I do.
She's done it again, I reckon.
She has. It's a good song.
Great song. Right. Channel 10's The Amazing Race Australia is returning to our screen this year, and they're looking for teams. Of course, international travel is off the cards, so it's going to be taking place solely in Australia.
Around Mandurah.
But it'll definitely be a wild ride, and you could score $250,000. So apply now if you're interested. In a bit of baby news, Heath Ledger's former partner Michelle Williams has welcomed a child with husband Thomas Kail. It's the couple's first child together and first sibling for Heath Ledger's now 14-year-old daughter Matilda Ledger. And Kristen Wiig has also welcomed twins with her fiancé via surrogate.
Let's see what lockdown's done for people.
I know.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.